Module 2, Scouting for Elk. Introduction to Module 2. When you think of the word scouting, I'm sure the first thing that comes to mind is heading out to an area and finding elk or sign of elk, right? That is certainly a part of scouting, but there is value in circling back around to the true definition of the word. The dictionary defines scouting as the act of gathering information about an area. Scouting in this sense is not just about finding elk. It's about acquiring as much information about an area as possible. Now that you've done the work of identifying the state and the units in Module 1 planning for your hunt, it's time to focus in and find the specific areas you want to hunt. Scouting is essential for elk hunting success. However, scouting doesn't always mean you have to spend hours, days, or weeks actually in the area you plan to hunt. If you're going on an out-of-state hunt, it might not be possible to do any boots-on-the-ground scouting in the area. Even if you're going on a guided elk hunt, I think you should absolutely spend some time preparing for the hunt by familiarizing yourself with the area you'll be hunting. Whether you're going on a guided or DIY hunt, scouting will help you better understand your hunting area and its layout, in addition to learning the terrain and determining physical expectations for the hunt. And that is just the starting point. In this module, I'll share with you several of the resources I use for scouting. I'll also offer guidance on scouting an area from a remote location, including a full chapter devoted to teaching you how to use Google Earth to its maximum potential. Lastly, I'll cover everything you'll want to look for when you're scouting the area in person with boots on the ground.